Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. Shir sponsor Luynish Basaram Yaakov Shalom Leah Basitzchok. We're holding Bo Basra Daf Mem Gimel. The Gemara in Amud Aleph points out that the reason why a dayanim of a city cannot go and get involved in a monetary dispute of the city is because they cannot disqualify themselves and say we're not part of this monetary benefit of the city. Says the Gemara, why not? Says the Gemara, because we talk about a Sefer Torah. And Sefer Torah is L'shmi Yochai. And as the Rishbam explains, he cannot disqualify himself. He needs to come and listen to Sefer Torah. It's L'shmi Yochai, he listens to Sefer Torah and is Yoyse the Mitzvah. So therefore, he cannot not be part of the beneficiaries of the Sefer Torah. Now, in the Shut Ma'ari Bruno, he brings, in the name of Ma'ari Vaya, that the question is, when you hear the Kriya Satoyah, what is the Iker Mitzvah of Kriya Satoyah? Is it the Mitzvah to read the Torah, or is the Mitzvah to listen to the Torah? Meaning, is there a Mitzvah for each one of us to read the Torah? But when you have a Baal Koyra, he reads on behalf of everybody else. Or the Pshat is no Mitzvah to read the Torah. The Mitzvah is to listen to the Torah being read. And he says the Nafkamina would be, can a person be Yoytze Shtai Mikra Ve'echa Targum by listening to Kriya Satoyah? If Kriya Satoyah is reading the Torah, you're Yoytze. But even when you have Kriya Satoyah, you're not actually reading the Torah, you're just listening to the Torah, you're not Yoytze. So says the Ma'ariv Bruno, it is a din of Shmiya. And he says, I'll bring you a raya from this Gemara. The Gemara says, to l'shmiya kaim. When I say the Sefer Torah is there for everybody to listen. Mashal, the Iker Mitzvah of Kriya Satoyah is to listen to the Torah and not to read the Torah. Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his Sefer Tziyunim LaTorah on Klal Tes, he brings the same suffix. And he says he believes the Rapashut that the mitzvah of Kriya Satoyah is listening to the Torah. Why? Because the Iker Limud Torah is what? Is it to say Torah or to hear Torah? To have Torah in your mind? He says for sure that Iker Torah is not the actual saying of the Torah. It's just to have Torah in your mind. You hear Torah, listen to Torah, you think Torah. And he brings a raya from the Shita of the Gro. The Gro says you do Birkas HaTorah even on hearer, even on thinking of Torah, you say Birkas HaTorah. If you understand what he means, because the Shulchan Aruch argues in the Gro, he wants to bring that right to the concept that Torah is there even be hearer. So in Melech, if the whole reason of Birkas HaTorah is, as the Gemara says, that Am Yisrael should not go 3 days without Torah, and Mitzvah Talmud Torah is Miskayim, not with actually reading, but just listening or having in your mind. So the Kriya Chachi brings a raya, Kriya Satoyah is not the reading of the Torah, but just the listening of the Torah. Then he later brings the Ma'ariv Bruno that we mentioned, and he brings our Gemara. He says, don't bring a raya from our Gemara. Because in our Gemara, we just want to say that every one of the Dayanim is going to eventually benefit from the Torah, because he's going to hear the Torah. It could be the Ikar Mitzvah is to read the Torah. But how will he benefit from it? Because he's going to hear someone else reading, and he'll be benefited by the Kriya Satoyah. There's no raya from here, the Ikar Mitzvah is the listening. It just here we talk about how the dayanim will be affected by it. So this is a gevaldik and a kudo regarding the connection of our Gemara to the what's the mitzvah of Kriya Satoyah. Now one more nekuda regarding this is that many of the achronim bring the question, the lechoro mitzvahs lav leheneh stitna. How do I care that the dayanim were listening to the Torah, but there's not their own benefit? They're not enjoying in themselves. They're not negiah b'davar just to do a mitzvah. And the Kovitz Shurim already asked this question. It comes with an answer that you're right that there's no din of actual benefit, but at the end of the day, they're negiah b'davar. They still have something to do with it, and they can judge fairly. But I saw somebody bringing that Efshar Loimar, that this is based on the Taz. Because the Taz in Hilchos Nedarim says that even though in all mitzvahs we say mitzvahs lav leheneh nitnu, but regarding limud Torah, mitzvah is leheneh nitnu. And the Taz brings a raya from Montignon and the Yoyma we're holding right now. You're not allowed to learn Torah in the time of Avelus. You're not allowed to learn Torah in Tisha B'Av. Why? Because Torah is Mesam Chilev. What do you mean mitzvah is lav leheneh nitnu? Torah is leheneh. And although there's a discussion regarding the Poskim, but here just to connect and end this Nekudo, is the famous Aglital in the Akdom that says that many people make the mistake and they think that if you're learning and you're enjoying your learning, so you're missing out. That's not Torah Lishmo. Says the Aglital, that's not true. The Iker Limud the Torah is to learn Besimcha, because that's the only way the Torah connects to you. So Adarav, the Torah was given to enjoy it. So Melech, that's a Shadar Gemara. You don't say mitzvah lav le'enistin. Do we talk about limud ha'Torah? Kriyas ha'Torah is limud ha'Torah. As we saw also before, regarding the mitzvah of reading Torah is to learn Torah. That the Maria, the Rabbi Yosef Engel said, that's why you go with the klalim of Torah, which you don't have to read, you just have to listen. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.